on one missionary trip to Guyana for a evangelistic crusade, I remember something that was very profound in touching my heart and my life with the love of God. I went there to talk about God's love, to share the gospel. And so we scheduled an evangelistic crusade out in a field in the rural areas of Guyana, not in the main town or city, but in the outskirts, in the rural areas, going through jungle, down the river, and people came. We set up everything, and as we were doing the service, and I had invited people to come forward to prayer, there was several people who came forward. One lady had was on one foot limping. She didn't have crutches. She was on the shoulders of her friends, one to the left and to the right. So, and then she was jumping on the one good foot. And as she got close, I could see the situation was such where she had a broken compound fracture on her ankle. And this was an area where they didn't really have good medical care and treatment centers. There was no hospital. I'm not sure if there were, you know, the doctor offices, but they certainly wouldn't have the sophistication of medical care that we're typically accustomed to in the United States. So this lady had cellophane wrapping on her ankle, which was serving and acting as a cast. And since it was cellophane, I could see through it. So I could see the bone, and I could see the distortion of the leg from the bone being protracted. So as she looked at me and I looked at her, I was wondering if she was in a lot of pain. She looked at me with eyes of hope, and I considered the love of God, and I began to pray that God would demonstrate that love and heal her. And as I began to pray, the power of God came on her, and before my eyes, almost to my surprise, because I had never seen this, the bone went back into the body and the skin closed up, and there was no more evident wound or break. And so her eyes went in amazement. She looked down, she looked at me. She was like questioning what happened. So she put her foot down to tap on the ground. She realized it didn't hurt. And then she started jumping and screaming and praising God. Everybody was amazed, and including myself. And it's something that is important to consider, that happens when God is working in a person's life. One of the most important and powerful things to know and understand is that He loves you. He wants to help you with your problems. He is personal in the way that He does that. And He does include the things that you need most in establishing the relationship. And so He healed this woman. She couldn't hear the message of other things that I might have said with all the pain that she was in and her dire condition with a broken ankle. But she certainly was able to listen to the message and move forward into her life with the highest of hope, believing that Jesus is God and loves her and saved her. And she embraced it. And a number of other people being there saw this, began to rejoice and celebrate. And there was a number of people who didn't believe in Jesus or know about Jesus and weren't Christians, but suddenly faith came alive from the evidence of that demonstration, that love that was expressed, and they gave their hearts and lives to the Lord to be saved, which is the ultimate expression of love. Jesus loves us so much that He sees our need and our condition and provides for those things. I went there to speak the good news. The good news is that Jesus is alive. He looks at our lives. He sees the things that we need. The things that we are in most desperate need is for the terminal condition of our life, for our soul, for our spirit, the part of us that's going to live forever that we may not even consider. And knowing that that has been interrupted with sin so that we cannot really attain and achieve that eternal life, he decided to intervene and come into our lives and reveal his love personally and share the fact that he gave his life and shed his blood for the atonement, for our forgiveness of sins, so that our sins could be washed away. There would be no penalty or judgment against us. The righteousness and justice of God was satisfied with the work that he did on the cross when he gave his life so we could live. And it's not just to live, but to live for him throughout eternity. And so when that really happens, we won't be the same, because we will have experienced a love that is transformative. It changes us. We can't be the same. There's nothing like it. There's nothing so good. And it's the very thing that we were created for. Amen.